I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, we're going to go down to Washington County, Oregon for this first story, where we got a woman who is house-sitting, okay? And she calls 911 because she believes that there is a burglary in progress in this home. She is house-sitting. And she said, I don't know what's going on, but there's somebody in the bathroom, and they're knocking things around in there, and there's trouble, and I'm scared. And the bathroom door is locked, and I can't get in there, and I don't want to get in there because I hear them banging around in there. So please come on out here and help me. So they said, all right, we'll get out there. You get out of that house. So she gets out of the house, and minutes later, you got deputies surrounding the home. And they got the canine team there, and they're ready. And they get on the the megaphone there. Oh, yeah. All right.
That's when they're serious.
If you're in there, whoever's in there, get out now. Okay, so they're, you know.
The next step is going to be the tear gas.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to do. So whoever's in that bathroom, they keep knocking around in there, and they're not getting out. So that's it.
I think we're doing drugs.
We're coming in. So in they come with the dogs and the, who knows, maybe the battering ram, the whole bit, all that stuff. So they get in there. They get in there. They knock that
bathroom. This is your final warning.
They knock that bathroom door over. And when on the other side of the bathroom door, they find a Roomba, one of those robot vacuum cleaners, knocking around the floor. It's just crashing into the door. It's knocking
bing,
into the
bing,
walls.
Bing, play pinballing.
That's what it was the whole time. It was the Roomba that was on, and it was just, it couldn't get out of the bathroom.
Oh, the floor's never been so clean.
It wasn't very well until the cops knocked the door down. Yeah.
Does it pick up wood splinters? How about this? A 59-year-old guy in the Florida Keys. Filthy rich. I mean, this guy last month, John, bought an estate for $8 million on a private island. So he's got the money. He also owns the 12-bedroom mansion that was used for the setting of The Real World a couple years ago. So this, you know, he's got a 12-bedroom mansion. He's got a private island that he just bought for $8 million. He was just arrested on Saturday for trying to steal $300 worth of stuff from Kmart. Yeah.
That's how you get rich.
That's how you get you every little corner you can cut. Because here's what he needed some new stuff, so he went and bought a couple new coffee makers, some light bulbs, a bed skirt, all this stuff at Kmart. And then police say he put other stuff in the boxes when he went to return it. Like the bed skirt box had a big pillowcase in it. He was putting old light bulbs in the new light bulb thing. He put a basketball in the Keurig coffee maker box and returned all this BS to Kmart to try and steal $300.
That's how you become a millionaire and buy your own island. You know, like you said, you got to cut corners. Every little penny adds up. All right, and we'll stay in Florida here where Thomas is. He put the fear of God into everybody. 61-year-old Thomas in his town. In Florida, his coastal town, on Sunday. Thomas said, I'm going to take this town down. I'm going to take this town over right now. I'm sick of everybody in this town. This town will be mine. I will take it over. I will invade courtesy of my army of turtles. Thomas got arrested Sunday after screaming obscenities and threatening to unleash an army of turtles on the town.
The Terrapin Terror. Yes. The terror of the Terrapins.
Police there got a number of calls about Thomas, who was disturbing the peace at several businesses.
Thomas's Terrapin Terror.
In town. A number of businesses called 911 to say, hey, Thomas is in here, and he's threatening. He's first of all, he's calling himself a saint, and we all need to genuflect to him. And then if we don't, he's threatening he's going to destroy the town and sick his army of turtles on all of us. So the cops come down there and they say, and they pick up Thomas. They take Thomas back to the police headquarters where he misbehaves there. Apparently he's knocking on the walls and pounding on the glass. And eventually they had enough of Thomas. They didn't lock him up. They said, Thomas, be on your way, but behave yourself. Well, the next place Thomas goes is the 7-Eleven, where he cursed out some customers there. And then he called 911 and said, you will all be sorry that you effed with me. I am a saint, and I am bringing on the turtles. Well, the cops come back out. They get Thomas again, and this time they bring Thomas in, and they keep him in there for good. Nobody's afraid of Thomas's turtles, not even if they're, what are the names of Leonardo? And what are the names of the Mutant Ninja Turtles? Leonardo, Raphael, and all those guys.
I can't believe it's news.
You got me. I never watched the Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.